Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Friday. You know what that means?
That means I'm in the studio.
That's right. The lovely and talented is in the studio today, and it's going to be a great casual Friday. We have lots of great things to discuss. And, of course, we have to thank All-American Pharmaceutical and All-American EFX Sports for a special grant that they provide to the show every single month to make it possible. So check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click any one of the number of All-American Pharmaceutical AEFX banner ads. How are you, Elisa?
I am doing so much better.
So many people have sent lovely emails and messages on Facebook after you shared your health crisis.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about that here in a minute because it
continues a little bit.
Well, and so Elisa and I were talking last night, I said this is probably a good thing to share with the audience because many of you may have encountered this type of situation and you want to know if you did the right thing. Many of you may encounter it in the future and you'd like an opinion or how someone else handled it.
Or, maybe if it's a woman who's of the age that she's not on HRT yet, she can prevent it from happening too.
Yeah, which, by the way, while last week's show, Elisa described a scenario that arose as a result of as her hormones change and her doses stayed the same, she ended up in what was considered estrogen dominance. But research shows that women who are on HRT have a much, much lower risk of developing ovarian cancer or cervical cancer than women who aren't. But it doesn't reverse it. You can't. So we talked about that recently on a show too. You can't reverse it, but it'll keep you from getting it. So it's not about the HRT. It's about the changing ratios of the hormones as a woman ages.
And as in estrogen dominance, it's not only the estrogen that I'm using for HRT purposes, as we discussed last week. There's estrogens in so many things,
estrogen-like BPA, compounds. Yeah,
they mimic estrogens in our body.
Yeah, xenoestrogens, which are chemically found, phytoestrogens, which are found in plants, but also it's important to understand the distinction between estrogen dominance and high estrogen levels. High estrogen levels may not produce problems if the ratios and relationships to other hormones like progesterone are in their appropriate place. Estrogen dominance implies you can have very low levels of estrogen and zero progesterone and be estrogen dominant.
Can men have estrogen dominance?
Absolutely.
As well?
In fact, it was discussed many years ago on many bodybuilding websites because of the drugs that men use that aromatize. Like when I was doing very, very high levels of testosterone, I also had very high levels of estrogen.
And that's why you have to take an aromatase inhibitor?
Yes, but I didn't. See, the notion about estrogen dominance, again, speaks to its relationship to testosterone. well, my testosterone levels was extremely high. Of course, my estrogen levels were high, but they were high in the appropriate ratio to the testosterone. But there are men out there who have exceedingly high estrogen levels while their testosterone is dropping as they age. They become estrogen dominant. Their brains change. Their brains actually change.
There was an issue with my progesterone. If you remember, I didn't talk about this last week, that I got a new prescription of my progesterone, and I could tell there was a difference.
Yeah.
And when I called the pharmacy, they said, well,
they said, yeah, we changed the company we get our progesterone from.
They changed suppliers, and my body reacted to that.
Yeah. So for lesson number one, women have to listen to their bodies. If you are on HRT and all of a sudden things change, go find out why. And if it's not that the supplier or the compounding process changed, then look to your own hormones. Because listen, when you go through menopause, it's not like you hit the wall and you stop. Your ovaries, your adrenal glands, which produce sex steroids, are constantly changing as you age. You have to fill in what is being lost from natural production.
Do women on birth control pills need to worry about this?
Women on birth control pills are a totally different story because, in my humble opinion, it's very, very high-risk behavior. Very, very. Now, I understand people are going to say, yeah, but what do you do? I understand. But you have to understand that taking an unopposed hormone, even though it, I mean, look.
Is that what most birth control pills are,
most
unopposed?
Most of the hormonal-based birth control pills are progestins and progesterone. And then there are obviously antibiotic-based pills that are used for.
Well, some women have said that the progesterone-only pills are protective.
But they're wrong.
Because there is research that says that progesterone is cancer-protective.
But again, now you're talking about a dominant situation. So you're talking about suppressing estrogen in the face of progesterone. You still have a problem. In fact, we did a show in 2014 where a scientist came on and said that progesterone only pills, birth control pills, increase the incidence of Alzheimer's disease, and it's on a dose and length of time administered dependent basis, which means that the women who were taking progesterone-only birth control pills for a shorter period of time in their lives had a slightly reduced risk, and the women who were taking for longer periods had a much higher risk, but they all had an increased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. So what does that tell you about progesterone-only pills? What are they protecting? You know, oh, they're protecting your uterus? I don't know about that. You know, I don't know what the rates of cancer are in women who have been on the birth control pill, but the bottom line is this. Hormones don't occur in a vacuum by themselves. And that's why it's important to understand for women what estrogen dominance means. If estrogen is out of whack and not in the appropriate ratios to other hormones like DHEA and progesterone, you're going to have problems. There's no doubt about it. In fact, here's an interesting topic. Alisa has been suffering from some effects of balance issues. Like when she wakes up in the morning, she feels a little dizzy. It turns out that it was related to her hormones all along.
Yes. Isn't that interesting? We didn't talk about this last week. I thought I was going crazy.
No. Yeah, but we actually have a friend who said it's an inner ear thing. It's called otoconia, and did some adjustments on you and stuff like that. But you were actually able to make it happen.
Okay. So it was Sunday. I was cleaning the house. And I took my estrogen. I've stopped taking it. I've switched things around.
Right.
And I hadn't taken it for several days. And so I just thought, well, I needed to
take it.
Have
yeah. You went through a washout period. You decided to go through a washout period
where
to get everything back
down. Where I didn't have any estrogen. Right. So then I took it on Sunday. I got so dizzy. I was running around the house, cleaning the house. I mean, I was actually running up and down the stairs. I got so dizzy and nauseous. It was unbelievable. And it was as soon as I took the estrogen and it had time, I could feel it.
Right.
And I was so dizzy.
Right. And so there are women out there who are developing balance issues as they're going through menopause, and they're going to their doctor and he's going, oh, you've got vertigo, you've got inner ear problems. No, it very well may be the changes in the hormones in your body. I'll tell you something else that's really interesting. So Alisa you know, because she's doing all this research. What, this is what people should do when they get sick. You shouldn't go to a doctor and put your hands completely in that doctor's hands and say, do what you will with me. Tell me what I should do. You need to do your own research and you need to look at what is true for you, and you need to be the steward of your own health. So you are now becoming an expert in the whole estrogen dominance thing. So Elisa says to me, listen to this interesting cascade of events that happen when you are undergo estrogen dominance long enough. So estrogen dominance then leads to depression. It leads to, get a load of this, osteoporosis. Many people go, no, estrogen improves bone mineral uptake. Not when there isn't the right amount of progesterone. In fact, over time, it actually will start to make the bones thinner. And so you're going to, I mean, you know, look at the number of women out there who are on antidepressants. Women are 2 to 3 times more likely to be prescribed antidepressants than men, especially once they've gone through menopause. Why? Because most women who are obese are estrogen dominant. Why? Because fat cells produce estradiol through aromatase. So these women are estrogen dominant and they're depressed. Do the doctors go to them, man, you're probably estrogen dominant? No, they prescribe an SSRI. How sad is that?
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Women are usually the ones, they're most vocal. They're most likely to get things changed, you know, through Congress and stuff. Women need to realize that the medical orthodoxy has not been treating them fairly when it comes to menopause. Forever.
It says here, I found this website that has got a ton of good information. Estrogen dominance is the result of excessive estrogen and progesterone deficiency. It affects about 50% of Western women.
Right.
50%.
Right.
It's an epidemic of gigantic proportion. The primary causes are excessive environmental estrogens, obesity, stress, poor diet, lack of exercise, and unopposed estrogen given as a hormone replacement therapy.
Right. Right.
So,
and I have a friend whose mom has been on estrogen forever, but these doctors are so quick just to prescribe estrogen in HRT. The average mainstream doctor will put a woman on Premarin, which is just equine estrogen. That's it. That's HRT for a woman. That actually will increase the likelihood of things like ovarian cancer, cervical cancer, uterine cancer, and breast cancer. It's crazy.
Estrogen dominance is a major root cause of a myriad of conditions, including PMS, endometriosis, cystic breast disease, PCOS, which we have a show about, by the way, on Monday,
right,
uterine fibroids, breast cancer, like you just said.
Yeah, it's
so
sad.
Speaking of breast cancer, I went ahead. I wasn't due for my annual thermography until April, but I was concerned since I haven't been diagnosed as estrogen dominance, but I'm sure that's what I had my blood.
Of course.
I had my blood work done this week. And so I went and had my thermography done, and I needed to ease my mind because while estrogen dominance, estradiol is the form that causes that, estrone is the cause of
many cancers,
breast cancer.
Right. And you were on an oral estrogen, and we know that your estrone was higher than we wanted it to be. Remember
yes,
that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So my thermography came out fine on my, as far as my breasts.
Yes, the girls look great. But, you know, a message to the ladies out there and the guys who care about their wives. I mean, you cannot just assume that because you're asymptomatic that everything is fine. You must go get blood work done, and you got to make sure that progesterone and estrogen are in the appropriate ratios.
Had I not had this cyst burst, I would have never had the ultrasound.
No.
And this whole cascade of things would have never happened.
No, and then I would have. Who said that to you?
You did.
So Elisa was saying, I can't believe it. You know, and I said, thank God this happened. And I'll never forget how you looked at me like you wanted to slap me. And I said, because we could have gone years without realizing this, and by then, something bad
could have
happened.
It could have been too late.
Yeah, it could have been a cancer. Absolutely. This is why it's so important to understand this stuff yourself and not even have to depend on your physician to point these things out. And if you're obese, there's a reason why your likelihood of getting cancer is much higher. And part of it is because of the estrogen that a woman's body is producing in fat cells.
I have to say, though, I got back in the gym today, or not today.
Yesterday.
I was on the treadmill this morning, but yesterday, and I did, upper body one day, legs one day. It feels so much better to be back into the gym.
And I got to tell you something. While exercise probably can't protect you against everything in life, it damn sure comes close. And I'm not talking about Pilates. I'm talking about getting in there and straining. I'm talking about really training hard, getting your heart rate up and straining. That reverses a lot of problems, or at least will keep you from getting going progressively worse in a direction while you're fixing the problems.
Yes.
I am a huge believer in the powerful medicine of exercise.
So when we come back from the break, you touched on antidepressants and how women are prescribed twice as likely to be prescribed as men.
Right.
I want to touch on that a little bit. And then I also want to touch on one of the most popular antidepressants out there. One of the side effects is compulsive gambling.
Yeah, well, and I want to talk about this particular one because this is the one that I'm shocked that the FDA allows it to be prescribed.
Well, you hear it all over the television. I mean, they're constantly, and they target women.
They put my sister on it for a short while, and then we realized it was making her Parkinson's disease worse.
And one of the side effects is compulsive gambling.
Compulsive. The other one is Parkinsonism, which is symptoms like Parkinson's disease.
And they put her on it, and she had Parkinson's.
Yes. Think about that. Think about that, the doctor who prescribed that. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back.
Where'd that song come from?
That's Jay-Z and Linkin Park. This is one of my favorite songs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Alisa and I have such different taste in music. It's unbelievable. So when she gets in the car after I've been in it by myself, she's like, oh, that's got to go.
Okay, so as I said earlier, you hear these commercials. Well, the pharmaceutical industry, they play on targeting the fears of women with barrage of advertising on daytime talk shows and in magazines.
The doctors, these stupid shows that focus on drugs.
More Americans are on psychiatric medications than ever before, and they're staying on them for longer.
Mm-hmm.
Sales of antidepressants and anti-anxiety meds have been booming in the past 2 decades, and they've recently outpaced antipsychotic. Oh, they've recently
been outpaced
by an antipsychotic, Abilify.
Right.
Which Abilify was the one that I was just talking about, that that's one of the side effects.
Abilify is one of the
compulsive gambling.
Yes, but Abilify is one of the most dangerous drugs out there. The fact that the FDA approved this drug shows that the FDA cares nothing about people's health and safety. Make no bones about this. You know, Abilify could lead to blood sugar rises that lead to coma.
1 in 4 women now take a psychiatric medication, and 1 in 7 men.
Jesus.
And they're women, as I said earlier, are nearly twice as likely to receive a diagnosis of depression or anxiety disorder. It's not depression or anxiety disorder. As women age,
Their hormones change.
And that's when doctors do the prescribing of the antidepressants.
Right. And why wouldn't doctors want to get to the bottom of why a woman feels that way instead of giving her a drug that ends up, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy to me.
And what were you just reading about Abilify?
It increases the risk of stroke. It increases a variety of neurological disorders, including those that lead to jerky, uncontrollable movements even after the drug has been removed. So this means it changes permanently the neuromuscular landscape of the body. Increased blood sugar levels that can happen without any notice and lead to coma. Changes in cholesterol and all the things that we associate with type 2 diabetes,
mm-hmm.
right? All the things that we associate, right? Increased blood sugar, dyslipidemia, I mean, weight gain. I mean, really?
So remember the athlete that we discussed, the woman athlete that wrote a book. She was an Olympic athlete, and she became a call girl. She was on Abilify,
yeah.
And it causes hypersexuality.
Oh, wait a minute. My opinion of this drug is changing.
It's been linked to compulsive side effects such as pathological gambling, binge eating, and hypersexuality. These behaviors are thought to be triggered by the neurotransmitters dopamine and serotonin.
Yeah, right. Of course, that's what they are. I mean, but you know what? They're messing with people now. These drugs are terrible. This is not, I mean, if you're, if you have severe depression, getting to the bottom of your severe depression, whether it is biological or psychological, should be the goal of every doctor, not to hand you a drug that gives you a bunch of other problems and just, you know, changes your perspective on life completely so you just don't feel anything.
Okay, so here it says, doctors are most likely to prescribe these medications to women between the ages of 35 and 64.
Yeah, because they're going through menopause.
They're either peri or post menopausal.
Yeah. How sad is that? Why aren't women aggravated about this? Why aren't women talking about this? I mean, when are women going to say, we are fed up with the way the medical orthodoxy treats us when we go through menopause? Now stop this not, because most doctors just want to get you out of their office. They don't want to hear about how you're sad. They don't want to ask you questions why you're sad. And granted, they only have 15 minutes thanks to insurance. So just give you a drug and rush out the door. This is terrible.
Yes. Okay, so on this whole path of the estrogen and hormones being out of whack, one thing I started doing was, I mentioned this last week, I started taking the calcium D-glucarate, which helps to rid the body of the xenoestrogens.
Right.
From the BPAs and things like that.
Which, by the way, guys should take too.
Yes.
Because we're getting that stuff as well.
N-acetylcysteine is another one.
I take N-acetylcysteine most days.
And it's supposed to cleanse the liver as well?
Yeah, it increases glutathione production, which then cleanses the liver.
So that's another one I'm going to add. But I have a list here of seven natural foods that will detox the liver. So I just wanted to go through these because, and then another thing I started doing was I was drinking, we talked about this,
dandelion tea. Yeah.
Because it really is too. But the lemon water in the morning, lemon in the morning and in the afternoons, I've started doing it twice a day. Mm-hmm. That will cleanse the liver.
Right.
Boost your metabolism.
Okay.
Another one is green tea.
And you drink plenty of that.
Yep. And I'm surprised because I commonly drink dandelion root tea also. Artichokes is another one.
That's a really good one. I wonder how artichokes work. Artichokes are another nutrient-based food that cleanses the liver and purifies the blood. In fact, artichokes extracts have been prescribed by doctors for patients with liver problems since the 1800s. Interesting.
Turmeric is another one.
Yeah, and we take our metacurcumin product.
And also, I have that turmeric inflammation protein shake, which I love.
Yeah, and so guess what I saw this morning on Good Morning America?
What?
They were talking about a turmeric anti-inflammatory protein shake.
Hey, did they get that from me?
I think
they copied me.
I know.
Avocados.
I love avocados. I'm just off them right now. I go on and off avocados.
I know, and I bought some, and then
They go bad.
Onions is another one. That's
my mother always said onions purify your blood. Onions and garlic, she used to say to me, purify your blood.
Cabbage, which I am going to be making this weekend. I bought some cabbage.
There you go.
My mother used to make a cabbage soup that was good.
Isn't that dieter's soup, cabbage soup?
Mm-hmm. That was it.
Yeah, that's it. So there are foods, and obviously giving blood. You know, we talk about detox. Nothing allows your body to detoxify than taking out a pint of old blood and throwing it away and letting the body produce new blood. Just think about it. I mean, I'm due to give blood again. This will be my fourth blood donation since I started my regular phlebotomy. I'm excited to see what happens when I get through the rest of this year, what kind of changes I see in my body.
So when I went to have my thermogram done, I talked to the person who owns the place, and he's a naturopath.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were discussing the issues that I've been going through. And he told me that if you get enough manganese in your diet, mm-hmm. that you will never have ovarian cancer.
Really?
So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's possible. What is enough manganese? How much manganese?
How much is
enough?
Well, that...
Because there's manganese in Actistatin that we take for our joints. It's part of the formula of Actistatin. Why don't we do this? We have to take a break. Why don't we take a break and see if we can find Like, what is considered enough manganese? How about that?
Yes.
Okay, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday and answers on the other side of the break.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity. Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors. A naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms. So sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at Michael's Health.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. So when we're going into the break, we're talking about manganese. Manganese can actually protect against a variety of cancers because it stimulates something called superoxide dismutase, which appears to drop very rapidly in the face of cancers, and most likely because the body is trying to use superoxide dismutase to squelch the cancer. Superoxide dismutase is a powerful antioxidant that quenches free radicals. It's kind of like glutathione.
So I've read that calcium and magnesium compete with manganese for absorption.
It says
right here it competes with it.
Okay. I'm reading the Linus Pauling Orthomolecular Nutrition website. And what they say is it slightly reduces the bioavailability. So, yes, it competes with it, but not to the degree where taking calcium and magnesium is going to keep you from absorbing it. It just slightly reduces the bioavailability. So just don't take your manganese supplement with calcium and magnesium supplements. That's all. That's an easy one.
So I have some dietary reference intakes, but you have to keep in mind, this is from the National Academy of Sciences, but it was published in 2001.
Okay, you do those, and then I'll read what's on Linus Pauling's website.
Okay, so in 2001, a female, 9 to 13 years old, 1.6 milligrams, 19-plus year female, 1.8 milligram, 19-plus year male, 2.3 milligram.
Same thing. And during pregnancy, women should have 2 milligrams. Breastfeeding, they should have 2.6, all ages. So if you're getting 2 milligrams of manganese a day, even if it's slightly less bioavailable because of the food you're eating with them, you're still going to get that 1.6, 1.8 that you need.
A daily value here, it says, is 2 milligrams for a 2,000 calorie a day diet.
There you go.
So some of the foods that you can get manganese from.
Yeah.
Is cashews, sunflower seeds, peanuts.
You eat a lot of peanuts.
Well, or almonds. Yeah, right. I eat almonds. Mustard seeds.
I'm using mustard now. I'm not ready to report on this, but mustard may be the best thing for your stomach. Go ahead.
Green beans, cranberries, winter squash, blueberries. Almonds is one of the best. Green peas, sweet potatoes, walnuts, quinoa. Pumpkin seeds, basil, turmeric. Well, turmeric is good for everything.
Isn't it?
I mean, everybody should have turmeric in their diet.
Take the curcumin product from RevGenetics.
Look at this.
It's got the equivalent of 23 grams of curcumin.
2 teaspoons of cinnamon is an excellent source of it.
I had cinnamon on my oatmeal today.
Garbanzo beans, cloves, oats.
Yeah.
So
again, plenty of manganese.
Pineapple. So it's very available in your foods that you're eating.
This audience is probably getting plenty of manganese.
Garlic. Yeah. Walnuts. Did I say that? So Brussels sprouts, broccoli, asparagus, tomatoes, everything, cauliflower. I heard there's a shortage of cauliflower right now.
Really? I wonder why.
I don't know. I just heard it in passing, which... it's surprising, but so it's very available in our diets.
I wonder how much manganese is in the Actistatin that we take. I'm just curious.
Yeah, I was surprised when you told me that.
Yeah.
So get lots of manganese.
Yeah.
So I want to talk, since we're on the cancer and the whole cancer thing, I want to talk a little bit about several people recently have passed away of cancer. And then you also wanted to talk about your show with...
Yesterday with Brooks. So Alan Rickman passed away at 69. David Bowie passed away at 69. Both of them from cancer. What's the singer?
Celine Dion's husband, Rene. I'll have to find his last name.
Yeah, he just passed away from cancer. You know, it's amazing to me the number of people that are passing away from cancer now. Rickman had pancreatic cancer, which is really a very aggressive cancer. I'm not sure about David Bowie, but it's estimated that he had lung cancer because he was an avid smoker.
Rene had liver cancer.
Yeah,
David Bowie had liver cancer.
And liver cancer is devastating because blood passes through the liver, so it's a highly metastatic cancer. It sends cancer cells throughout the whole body so that they can seed.
David Bowie. I said Bowie. I meant Bowie.
Yeah. You're thinking of the guy who invented the Bowie knife. But anyway, so the issue here is the number of people that are dying. And yesterday, Brooks and I did a show and we said, look, the dark side of longevity is that you are going to be surrounded by people who die as you thrive and you stay healthy and you move forward into your 70s, well, 60s, 70s, 80s, and so on, you're going to lose a lot of people you care about. And how do you go forward and stay positive and not let sorrow kind of take you down? It's an important discussion. You should listen to yesterday's physical culture radio show. It was like no other physical culture radio show we've ever done before, because we didn't talk about, you know, strength and stuff like that. It talked about the ramifications of leading this lifestyle. You know, we're going to outlive a lot of people because of the choices we make versus the choices they make. So it was really a good show.
So I was looking at a thread on Andrew Scarborough's. They had posted something about David Bowie passing, yeah. or Alan Rickman, and they were talking about aflatoxins. And it was Alan Rickman because he was the one that died of pancreatic cancer, and how someone had a professor that came in and said, stay away from the pub, not because of the beer, but because of the peanuts. They cause pancreatic
cancers. Well, it's not the peanuts. It's the mold. So aflatoxins are produced by certain types of mold. So any kind of mold could lead to exposure of aflatoxins. Yeah.
And is that a cause of...
Well, that's what they're saying. I don't know. I don't know that aflatoxins cause pancreatic cancer, but if you're worried about aflatoxins, then you got to watch out for molds. And you should have antimicrobials in your diet, you know, coconut oil, garlic, olive, eat olives periodically because they have antimicrobial, antifungal properties. So there's an easy solution, but obviously aflatoxin is produced by molds, not peanuts. Peanuts just happen to be very moldy. When you know, a lot of kids who are allergic to peanuts, it's not necessarily the peanuts they're allergic to, it's the mold on the peanuts.
So if you eat an organic peanut butter,
that doesn't guarantee that there's no mold on it. The way the peanuts were stored and cared for before they sent them out the door for you to eat will determine whether or not there's mold on them. You know, we talked about this when we had NutriCafe as a sponsor. So a lot of these third world countries where they grow coffee beans, you know, they leave the coffee beans out in the sun to dry. Animals come along and urinate on them. Bird feces hits them. They may get wet and develop mold. Then they put them in bags and they send them to the United States and they grind them up and make coffee out of them. If there's aflatoxin producing molds in peanuts, I'm willing to bet they're in coffee too.
It says here, aflatoxin exposure from corn and peanut products is the most common cause of pancreatic cancers.
Aflatoxin is in something called mother's corn. I don't remember what we talked about mother's corn with Adele Musa a few years ago. But we talked about the linkage to aflatoxins in mother's corn. And I don't remember what that is.
And Andrew Scarborough said that Alan Rickman would have had to eat in a hyperketogenic diet, and the protein would need to be severely restricted by adjusting with amino acid supplementation. So, you know, did you want to talk about the Oncoblot?
Yeah. So, I have a scheduled once a month call with Ron Pena over at Quest, because Quest people need to understand something. Quest is not about making foods anymore.
Well, they are, but not only.
Well, they make foods based on the research that they do. And Quest Nutrition has become a think tank for some of the most progressive minds in the industry, who are looking for answers to diseases and cancer and so on. It's just amazing what's going on over at Quest. They are fueling, unlike some of other organizations who go out and start a 501(c) and beg for money, and then they are fueling their research through the sales of their products. I don't know a more noble group than Quest Nutrition right now. I got to be honest with you. So I have a once a month call with Ron Pena because we share ideas that I hope influence some of the things that they do over there. And so we were talking about cancer and some of the breakthroughs that they're having with their canine sanctuary and curing cancer in these dogs. And he told me about something called Oncoblot, which is a blood test, a very simple blood test that can detect if you have any cancer or tumors in your body. Now, it won't tell you where they are, but it'll tell you if you have them.
It says the Oncoblot blood test identifies a specific type of protein in the blood. It's the EN OX2, which exist only on the surface of a malignant cancer cell.
Mm-hmm.
The ENOX2 proteins are shed into circulation and can be detected in the blood. These proteins serve as a highly sensitive marker for confirmation of cancer presence. This test is a valuable complement for early intervention.
I mean, why not give the average person an oncoblot test?
I mean, this is exciting.
Well, think about it. They'll stick a mechanical hose up your rectum to look around for polyps that costs, what, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to your insurance company. But they probably won't order an oncoblot test that probably is a few hundred dollars to find out if there should be any concern about cancer in general.
It's been shown to detect the presence of cancer as early as stage zero.
And so really, right? So I love when I hear that commercial, don't forget to go in for your colonoscopy because detection is the best way to prevent. No. Detection doesn't prevent anything unless you're detecting it before it's occurred. Stage zero. That's detecting it before it's occurred.
It should be used by the ordering physician. A physician has to order it in conjunction with the patient's complete medical history and the results of additional diagnostic tests.
I'm going to ask for an oncoblot test this year with my physical. I'm going to see if I can get it ordered. I'd like to know. I mean, if I saw, oh yeah, you know, you've got some risk factors there, I would just go on a ketogenic diet for 5 or 6 months and that's it. And just vanquish anything that's in my body. So, and by the way, in that discussion with Ron, and then we're going to take a break, we were talking about Angelina Jolie. Like, think about if Angelina Jolie had this test, right? She could have just done this every year and, like, watched what was going on in her body and then gone, okay, before lopping off her breasts and ripping out her ovaries. Well, apparently she's come forward and said that if had she known having that hysterectomy was going to make her feel as bad as she feels now, she wouldn't have done it. And she was very open about it. She said, you know, this, I didn't know that taking my ovaries out was going to make me feel the way. She's a wreck.
She's not been in the public eye at all. You haven't seen her, like, at one of the award ceremonies recently, she wasn't there.
I made a prediction when she went through, mm-hmm. I said, she's going to hit the wall now. You watch what's going to happen. The next thing is going to be antidepressants, and she's gone now.
It threw her into menopause.
Of course. And people, I mean, really? You have to be told that ripping out an organ system is a bad idea?
Well, what boggles my mind is everybody thinks, like, I had my hair cut yesterday. My hairdresser is a gay guy, which no big deal, but he's you know, very in touch with his feminine side.
Right,
and
right.
So,
which means he cares about himself.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
And so I had to cancel one appointment when I wasn't feeling well. So he asked me how I was doing. We were talking about the ovarian cyst and he says to me, did you have to have surgery?
Yeah, because a woman your age. Okay. So chances are, had you been the average American woman, gone to the average American doctor, they would have ordered, they would have said, oh, you don't need your ovaries. You're not going to have kids anymore anyway. Let's just get them out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Without any consideration to how that would impact your life.
Yep.
Again, women should be pissed off the way the medical orthodoxy treats them. They, you know what? Women should stand up and say, we're not taking it anymore.
Wasn't that a song?
No, it was a movie.
Oh, okay.
Network. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I don't know. Yeah. It's officially the biggest midget in the game.
Welcome back. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Ray Kurzweil.
Yeah.
He is a leader in the longevity movement.
Yes.
Isn't he associated with A4M?
No, not necessarily associated. I mean, he writes things and they republish them, but Ray is kind of on his own. He's got a think tank that he works with somewhere on the East Coast.
I know he was in Bombshell, the book that Suzanne Summers wrote.
Yeah.
He was one person that she interviewed in that book.
He's kind of like Aubrey de Grey in that area. Very, very thought leader. He's one of the thought leaders of anti-aging.
And he thinks that he's trying to live forever. He thinks that you can live forever.
Well, he does. So let me be clear about this. If you've ever read Fantastic Voyage, which is his book, he says if we can get to around the year 2050, we should have the ability to start using nanotechnology to repair the human body. So his goal is to live long enough with what we have today till this new technology comes around. Why are you shaking your head?
Well, because it's what it says.
What
he believes is actually a complex, multi-tiered system in which the first tier relies on preservation of the mind, bot, and body until biotechnology has advanced enough to reprogram the body to live long enough until the next tier.
Right.
Rinse, lather, repeat until immortality is achieved.
Right.
So I have a list here of the 77 supplements that he takes on a daily basis.
I looked at them. A couple of them I think are not good at all.
Like what?
Google lipids.
What is it?
Google lipids.
Google lipids.
Yeah, he has that for LDL and HDL levels.
Oh, it's G-U-G-U-L-I-P-I-D.
Yeah, it comes from Google Sterone, and these have been shown to be highly cytotoxic, toxic to cells. It's not good for the body.
I wonder why he's taking those.
Because it'll improve his lipid patterns. That's why.
Well, but there's some common ones here. CoQ10, resveratrol, lycopene.
Metformin.
I found that one interesting. He must not work out then.
Well,
is he in the same camp with Aubrey de Grey that he thinks if you work out, it shortens your life?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know about that. I think he likes exercise. Maybe not. But metformin, this whole idea of living longer at all costs is going to backfire on some of these people because, I foresee just people being heads, just their head. They talk, they think, but they have bodies that don't function any longer. Metformin is, in my humble opinion, there's some dark downsides to it, as there may be to even high doses of resveratrol. I'm not saying that, take resveratrol. There are some things that each of them do.
Resveratrol helps with blood sugar levels.
Yes, but the other problem is that resveratrol may reduce the needed angiogenesis to feed muscles, while metformin reduces mTOR. They both may impair muscle gains. And that might be part of the anti-aging benefits of them. I don't know. The jury is still out on those. But I think that some of these make sense, but some of them I think are a little reaching right
Echinacea,
now.
Echinacea, vitamin B12 shots.
We do those at home. We use hydroxy B12 injections at home.
TMG. Remember we did the show on TMG.
Yeah, trimethylglycine. Yeah, which is also called betaine.
And it also helps to reduce body fat. Yeah. So does
fish oil, and so does glucosamine and chondroitin. They're considered chitosans.
Did you see that blog post that Alex put up?
Yeah, about chitosan.
About chitosan.
Yeah, yeah.
So I emailed him and asked him because I don't eat shrimp. So I said, should I start taking the chitosan?
No, you are already. It's in atostatin.
Is it really?
Glucosamine is derived from the shells of fish. Chondroitin is derived from the shells of sea fish. Animals.
So in our GLC Actistatin that I'm taking.
In our GLC Actistatin is already chitosan.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, choline. He takes a curcumin, B6, folic acid. He takes intravenous glutathione for the healthy liver.
Yeah, and intravenous is a great way to go if you have a physician that'll do it. It's very expensive. If you can't afford to do that, take a liposomal glutathione packet every single day and exercise regularly and do other things that improve glutathione levels in the body.
Quercetin for the brain.
Yeah.
What
it's a bioflavonoid. It's in a lot of different supplements now.
Melatonin for the brain.
Sure.
L-glutamine.
For the brain?
For digestion. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm jumping around.
That glutamine is good for your gut.
To inhibit glycosylated glycosylated end products.
Right, right. So we talk about
glycolysis. Are those the
AGEs.
AGEs.
Advanced glycation end products.
N-acetylcarnitine, quercetin, alpha lipoic acid.
Mm-hmm.
Is alpha lipoic acid the same thing as R-ALA?
It's half. So alpha lipoic acid is half R-ALA and half L-ALA. They're both two different isoforms. There's a lot of research out there that says when you take just plain old alpha-lipoic acid, it's not nearly as good as when you take R-ALA.
So I take R-ALA after I work out.
Yeah. And what he's talking about here is the blood-controlling benefits of these things. Okay? R-ALA mimics insulin. So your body doesn't produce the insulin to get the blood sugar out of the the body. In fact, I know a woman who, she passed away several years ago, but she was a insulin dependent type 2 diabetic, and I told her to start taking 100 milligrams of R-ALA twice a day with meals, and she did it, and she became hypoglycemic, and when she went to her doctor, he had to cut back on her insulin by 75%.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the best R-ALA in a dose, which is considered a therapeutic dose of 250 milligrams, is the liposomal R-ALA from Livon Labs. Just take one of those a day with a meal.
I take one right after I work out.
There you go.
Bilberry extract for the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So I just found it interesting, all of the supplements. He takes 77 a day. Do you know how old he is?
No, how old?
Oh, I don't know. I thought maybe you knew.
No. Let's look it up real quick. How old?
Okay, well, while you're talking about that, or while you're looking that up, I wanted to talk about Carl's midlife crisis.
Don't rat me out. Let's see. He was born February 12th, 1948. He's 10 years older than me. He's 67.
Okay.
In Queens, New York. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he looks okay, but can he get into the gym and squat a couple hundred pounds? I don't know. Okay.
Okay, so I just...
Are midlife crisis real?
According to researchers at the University of Alberta who wrote in a developmental psychology that, in fact, happiness appears to curve upward, not down, as people age from their teens into their 40s. So they don't think that... They do think that midlife crisis is a myth.
Right.
But they did some.
I don't think midlife crisis has to do with unhappiness.
Then what do you? Well, I think that midlife crisis has to do with, you know, if someone's facing a health crisis, for example, that will depress you.
Yeah, but I don't think that's a midlife crisis either. I think a midlife crisis is you get to a point in your life, and it usually happens after the kids are out of the house, where you realize the person you're married to isn't the person you thought they would be, and they're looking at you the same way. So don't get me wrong. This isn't like one person in the house is the problem. I think the two people look at each other and they go, I didn't end up with the life I expected, and it's your fault. And I think a midlife crisis quite often is, I'm going to go do all the things and get all the things that I didn't get and didn't do while I was busy raising kids. And quite often it means I'm leaving you, and I'm getting a new car, and I'm going to date my receptionist. And that's what it means for a lot of people. And so it's unfortunate. But the reality is that it stems from the lack of responsibility that people take in the fact that they didn't get the things that they wanted to get in their life up to that point. You don't have to leave the person you're with to get those things. You don't have to dye your hair purple to get those things.
So Carl got his hair cut the other day, and we were driving in the car, and he was looking in the mirror.
I got it cut, but I also had him do a little bit of color, just a little bit.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, just a little bit, just to take a little of the gray out. And when he was taking the gray out, I thought to myself, man, my hair is so gray that if I wanted to dye my hair purple, I could dye it purple. It would be a perfect purple. And when I was young in my 20s, I used to color my hair.
Did you dye it purple?
I did.
Was that when you used to wear the safety pin also?
Yeah. So when I was in college in New York, and I rode, my motorcycle was my only form of transportation. I didn't own a car. And the punk movement was real popular. I used to go and buy this stuff called nettles. And it was a spray. And you could spray your hair different colors. It was temporary. And I used to buy something called Black Orchid, which was so black it had purple in it. And I would spray my hair with that, and then I would grease it. And I would ride into the city on my motorcycle, hang out at CBGB's and the Mud Club and places like that.
Also wear a leather jacket and a white T-shirt?
Yes, I had a leather jacket. I didn't wear a white T-shirt. I wore whatever T-shirt I happened to have on. But then when I lived in Las Vegas in my mid-20s, I used to lay out by the pool and cover my hair in henna and let the sun bake it on, and it used to make it purple or orange or eggplant colored. So I always liked doing that. I thought it was kind of cool.
Well, so we're in the car driving, and Carl's looking in the mirror at his hair, and he goes, if I weren't a businessman right now, he said, I'd just dye my hair purple.
I would. And but that's not a midlife crisis. It's me expressing who I really am. I think that I've always tended to be somebody who, I think that people think of me as somewhat intellectual or whatever, but I'm really more of a free spirit, fun loving person. It's just that I'm confined by my business and a certain presentation that I have to supply.
So the next morning I was, and I haven't told Carl this, I was on the treadmill and I was watching the TV on the treadmill, and there was a Walgreen commercial. In the Walgreen commercial, these two older women were at the, they both had gray hair, and they were at the counter, they were getting their prescriptions, of course, and then the one woman, she went off and bought something and came back. And then the next scene, it shows the two women women walking into their prom, or like their class reunion. Class reunion, but it was all decorated up like a prom, and they had both dyed their hair purple.
Yeah, there you go. So that's probably who they were when they were young. That's what that is. That's it. But I don't think a midlife crisis necessarily means that you're unhappy, that you're depressed or unhappy. I think you're just dissatisfied with where your life ended up at that moment. That's all it is.
Well, this person here says that he was divorced and unemployed and had poor health at the age of 43, and he was depressed. So that, you know, that's circumstantial, though.
Yeah. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay. So what are we talking about, Lisa?
Did you want to talk about antibiotics and tendons?
Yeah. I mean, this is nothing new, but it's probably worth repeating.
So Gordon Waddell, he's posted several good articles lately for us on Facebook. He posted this one. You know the warning labels that come with the antibiotics you've been prescribed over the years. You should read them, and so should your doctor. Unfortunately, many patients and physicians are unaware of the potentially devastating side effects of antibiotics like fluoroquinolones.
Quinolones.
They're a broad-spectrum antibiotic that's routinely used for respiratory infections, urinary tract infections, and skin infections. And they are most commonly known as Cipro, Levaquin, and Avalox. Sure.
And they give you Cipro for bladder infection. They give Cipro to women for bladder infection all the time. And the bad news about their effects on soft tissue is that the potential harm doesn't stop when you stop taking them. It lasts 6 to 8 months after you've done a round of them. You can have a much higher probability of tearing a tendon or a ligament. Easily.
It's important to note that the use of these antibiotics will weaken tendons and set you up for ruptures down the road, not just while you're taking them.
Right.
Tendon pain, swelling, inflammation, tendonitis, it can lead to degenerative changes in the tendon, which may cause a rupture.
Now,
even
look,
1 year after discontinuing the antibiotic.
There you go. Now, think about this. That means that there are microbes inside your body, inside tissue, that play an important role to the integrity of that tissue, that these broad-spectrum antibiotics, and by the way, these are very powerful antibiotics. These are, if there was a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the strongest antibiotics a doctor can prescribe, and 1 being the weakest, being like penicillin, these would be 7s, okay? These are very strong antibiotics. They're only prescribed in cases where the situation they're trying to arrest must be done quickly. Think about the fact that if they're doing that to soft tissue, what are they doing to other tissue in the body that has microbes that it depends on to be healthy? I mean, we take antibiotics, you know, oh, give me an antibiotic, doc. And we already know what it does to the gut. Microbes are throughout our whole body. That's why they're acting on soft tissue.
People over 60 years old are at greater risk of developing tendon disorders with the use of this class of drugs.
Yeah.
Other contributing factors include corticosteroid use, chronic renal disease, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, and other musculoskeletal disorders.
Yeah. So if you are prescribed an antibiotic and you absolutely have to take it, understand that your training may have to back down for up to a year.
Isn't there an alternative that you can take as opposed to Cipro, for example?
Well, I'm sure you can go to the sulfur-based and, you know, like penicillin type drugs. But a lot of times doctors don't want to prescribe those because they're not strong enough and you have to stay on them longer. You know, drugs like Cipro, they generally put you on them for shorter periods of time because they're so strong. So,
So just switching gears a little bit here, I found this article. It's an older article, but I thought it was worth talking about just because It was in the Washington Post, and it's pretty shocking. So this person who wrote the article says, your grain-free diet isn't natural, it isn't good for you, and it's not good for the planet.
Yeah, but this person is an idiot. It isn't good for you. We've adapted grain to feed the masses of people who couldn't feed themselves. Go back to history and look. You don't have to go very far back.
It says that about a third of Americans are cutting back on gluten, and many are eliminating carbs altogether. Simply put, she says, there aren't enough land or water resources to support your grain-free meals.
Sure there are. What? Why? In other words, because animals? These people got it backwards. There isn't enough land, arable land, to keep growing more and more vegetables as you want your population to shift away from animal protein.
She's pointing to the drought and water crisis in California. According to the Water Footprint Network, a pound of beef requires 1,851 gallons of water to produce.
Okay.
The same amount of rice requires 300 gallons. And rice is a gas guzzler compared to drought-tolerant
milk. But wait a minute. Back up. So say that again. I want to write these numbers down because I want to put a sensible argument together. So 1 pound of beef takes how much water?
1,851 gallons of water to produce.
Okay. I don't know that that's really true, but go ahead.
While rice requires 300 gallons of water to
produce. Now, what amount of energy is produced from 1 pound of beef versus 1 pound of rice? That's the other thing. See, this is one of the things that the people who argue in favor of a vegan type diet fail to realize.
And you've had shows about this.
Yeah.
We've done shows.
Yeah. And we have scientists who will say what I'm saying right now. So I'm not making this up myself. They fail to realize that, you know, a pound of rice could feed somebody and maybe for a couple days. A pound of beef, you could cut that into four portions. That'll feed somebody for 4 days. The amount of energy you get from the beef. And don't misunderstand. We just talked about the importance of protein. Not having enough protein in your diet and not having enough of all the amino acids in your diet will affect your offspring. Think about that.
Was that when you did the RNA show?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is silliness now. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. No. Go ahead.
So what else did she say?
I have to go back to that page. Sorry. Grains are good for the planet because they are low on the food chain. If you care about sustainability, grains should have a solid place on your table.
I don't believe that it takes 1,851 gallons of water just to produce 1 pound of beef. It may take 1,851 gallons of water to produce an entire cow.
It takes about 25 times more energy to produce 1 calorie of beef than 1 calorie of corn.
But they're looking at calories only, right? They're looking at calories only.
This means it's much more efficient to consume grains directly than to eat the animals that consume them.
No, no, no. Ah, so she's talking about grain-fed. What about grass-fed cows? What about cows that are just eating the grass that grows naturally? So she's looking at the cost of raising CAFO animals. Yes, I agree with you. It costs. It definitely is an upside-down equation.
There is no metabolic advantage to carb restriction for weight loss.
That's not true either. She's looking at a recent study, but when you look deeper in the study, the people who lost more body fat and maintained or gained muscle were eating high protein instead of high carb.
She said that comes from scientists at the National Institute of Health.
No, she didn't read the whole study. She's just going for she's just looking at the headline of the press release that said there's no advantage to eating high protein versus high carb.
She also says that another new study from the University College of London suggests that humans have eaten starchy plants like tubers for much longer than the dawn of agriculture, contrary to what many paleo fans claim.
You know what? I don't buy what she's saying at all.
These cooked starches were crucial to brain development and help us grow the large brains that set us apart in the animal kingdom.
Okay. We'll have to just agree to disagree with her. We have to actually take a break.
Okay.
We'll leave on that note. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Made by Hemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Okay, so
Carl is fired up.
Look, just a couple minutes of research completely debunks. What's this woman's name that wrote this article?
She's a writer for the Washington Post, and her name is Maria Speck.
Okay, so
S-P-E-C-K.
Either Maria Speck really sucks at math, or she retained that Live Sosa who put the thing up about $1.3 billion. Everybody in the country gets $4.3 million. Poverty solved, when it was actually $4.33.
Dollars, okay.
Okay, so Maria Sosa, you're either bad at math or you're lying to support your agenda. The average cow drinks 1 gallon of water per 100 pounds of body weight. Now, remember, when they start as calves, they're smaller. But I used the finished weight of a cow. A cow generally doesn't go to slaughter until it's 18 to 24 months old. And it's generally around 1,500 pounds. So instead of saying the calf was just 300 pounds and 400 pounds and 500, which would be the accurate way to do it. I just assume the cow is 1,500 pounds for the entire 18 to 24 months of its life, right? So I'm actually erring on her side of the discussion and inaccurately raising the amount of water a cow would drink, okay? The average cow would drink between 8,100 gallons of water over its lifetime till processing, if it was processed at 18 months, or 10,800 gallons of water if it was processed at 24 months, okay?
Okay.
That cow is around 1,500 pounds when it's processed, which means that Miss, what's her name, Maria Watt?
Speck.
Miss Maria Speck, you are so flipping wrong that now you make rice look like an expensive grain. 5.4 gallons of water to produce that pound of beef you're eating, or 7.2 if the cow has to be 24 months old before it's processed.
And that's compared to what?
1,800 gallons of water, she says.
1,851.
I mean, is this, she should lose her job. Because either she's an idiot and can't do math, or she outright is lying to support her agenda. Neither one of those are acceptable. She needs to come forth and produce an apology and rewrite the article and go, oops, I was wrong. Beef is actually more economical to produce per pound.
She lives in Massachusetts, so if any of you in Massachusetts know her.
Yeah, tell her to listen to this show. Come on the show and apologize to my audience for getting the math so horribly wrong.
She obviously has an agenda, because at the end of her article she says, it's high time to reduce the overall portion of meat and fish we eat every day.
And how does fish figure into this? They don't drink water. They live in friggin' water. They're not eating grain. We don't, they swim in the ocean and we capture them and we eat them. How does fish figure into this?
Well, that was my point, that she has an agenda, because like you just said, how does fish figure into this whole water consumption thing?
This is you know what I love? I have friends who are vegans and God bless them, but recently one of them posted that they're tired of hearing all the negative comments about vegans on the internet. And that, you know, if people aren't enlightened enough to understand the importance of being kind to animals, and I respect your decision not to eat meat if you don't want to, God bless you. But here's the problem. The vegan agenda is being foisted upon us by those who feel they are more moral than we are because we choose to eat animal protein. Nothing is further from the truth, number one. And you can make up all the lies you want to support your agenda, but the lies come forward and you just look feeble-minded. You look like a liar. And now we know that the emperor has no clothes. The agenda is a lie. Look at this. 5.4 gallons of water per pound of beef. Think about that. Of the amount of energy that's produced at 5.4 gallons, and I will write her a letter. I am going to write her a letter and say, you please show me your math for coming up with 1,800 gallons per pound of beef. Nonsense. Nonsense. Okay.
Okay, so I want to talk about man's best friend for a minute.
I love dogs.
Dogs are in danger right now.
Really?
There's a dangerous strain of flu that's spreading across the U.S. A dog in Montana recently tested positive for a highly contagious virus, and the Washington State Health Department is warning pet owners after possible exposure at a Seattle area kennel. In Chicago, the dog flu spread so quickly, this was last year, that some shelters were forced to close their doors to prevent further contamination. I think it sickened 300 dogs at the a place called Paws Chicago. It was a dog hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on the rise. This dog flu is on the rise right now. The first case showed up in March of last year. And
what are the symptoms?
Quickly.
Well, do they have symptoms of what to look for pet owners to look for?
If your dog isn't eating well, misses a meal, or if you see him or her coughing, lethargy, just being tired, moping around, maybe it could be a sign of a fever. It said if you see these symptoms, give your local vet a call and schedule an appointment, and you need to get some special medication for it.
So you can save the dog. The dog won't die if you get the medication.
Yes. So there you have it. It's back around. This dog flu is back around. So be careful. If you take your dogs to pet care, go to dog parks, or it spreads. It's very
contagious. Interesting.
Okay. So the next doggy story I want to talk about is the, or pets in general. The U.S. pet obesity rates continue to rise.
Well, their owners are obese. Why won't the pets be obese? We love to give our pets human qualities and treat them like humans, and our children are probably obese, the parents are obese, and sure, the pets are obese.
53% of dogs and 58% of cats in the U.S. are overweight or obese.
Isn't that funny that that follows the numbers of how many the number of obese people out there? Because it's like 40% of the country is considered overweight or obese, so they own pets, and their pets are obese.
90% of owners did not recognize that their pets were obese.
No, they probably don't recognize that they're obese. Their doctors don't either. This is nothing shocking.
So data from Nationwide, a national provider of pet health insurance, found that insurance claims for conditions and diseases related to pet obesity rose by 10% over the past 2 years.
Interesting. Oh, man. It's like everything. Everything's going to end up with type 2 diabetes pretty soon. Animals, goldfish.
Simple steps to help keep your pet's weight in check. Not feeding your pet table scraps.
How about letting them go out in the yard and run?
Monitoring the amount of food you give your pet. Limiting treats and establishing an exercise schedule.
Establishing an exercise schedule. It's a friggin' dog. Let it play in the yard for 6 or 7 hours a day. Establishing an exercise. Buy your dog a treadmill. No, how about letting it be a dog? We just talked about this about children. Let your kids play. Let them be children. Let dogs be dogs.
Get
a Sony. No, you need a Sony Wii exercise
Wii
for your dog. Yeah, for your dog.
The most common obesity-related conditions for dogs are arthritis, urinary tract disease, low thyroid, liver disease, torn knee ligaments, diabetes, fatty growth, chronic kidney disease, heart failure. Most common obesity-related cats conditions are bladder disease, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, liver disease, asthma, arthritis, high blood pressure, heart failure, gallbladder disorder, and immobility of the spine.
You know what? It sounds like the people that own them. It sounds like the people that... So you know what they probably do? People have pets, not the people in this audience. The average American has a pet. The average American doesn't do anything. The pet doesn't do anything. They sit in the house together and they eat and they stand there. The dog looks at the owner and the owner looks at television. So maybe the answer to saving your pet is save yourself. Get up out of your off your couch, go for a walk, and take your dog with you.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Okay.
So I have a 2013 study based at the University of Colorado showed that adults share more microbes with their dogs than with other dogs owned by other people.
Right.
So we know that microbes affect a lot of things in our body.
Mm-hmm.
Could these microbes that they're sharing, I don't know if the dog is transferring it to the owner or
but
the
it could be affecting obesity, sure.
Yes.
Yeah, we actually, so one of the things that Ron and I talked about yesterday in our call was how environmental temperature changes the microbes in your gut to being more lean. So if you live in a sunny, you know, hot climate, chances are you're going to have a diversity in your gut that leads you to utilize energy in such a way that you will end up being leaner. And it makes perfect sense from an evolutionary standpoint, because when it was cold and food was more scarce, nothing was growing, you had to catch your food, the body became more conservative on energy use, and the microbes changed. So with that being said, we just did that show yesterday about children who are exposed to farm animals and how their immune system is bolstered. We don't see that when they're exposed to domesticated pets, maybe because the domesticated pets share our microbes. Maybe we influence them.
That's interesting.
So, I mean, it's really the more we learn, the more we realize we have to respect what we get from evolution. This is from when you look at these things from an evolutionary perspective, you go, oh, I can see why that is. That means that doctors need to start thinking about evolution more and less about pharmaceutical drugs. We should go ahead and take our break.
Okay.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at SuperHumanRadio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need MetaCurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at Wise Choice Medicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Intergalactic planetary. Don't you tell me.
Got to give Scott Burbank a shout out. He said that we need to watch the Cowspiracy documentary about the CAFO and factory farm producers of beef. I'm sure it's disgusting.
Is it on Netflix?
Netflix, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that.
Yeah, we need
and
to
you know,
watch that.
Scott Burbank is a great guy. He's somebody who is struggling to find a dietary template that works for him, that makes him feel good, that leads to greater weight loss and maintenance of muscle. And, you know, he vacillates. He tries vegan for a while. He shared with me that he had a hard time with it. You know, it's really sad because so many people out there are trying to find a way to feel better and eat healthy, quote unquote, healthy for them. But what hurts is when you have idiots like that writing an article, like the difference between 5 gallons per pound and 1800 gallons per pound is so vast that a person who's leaning towards vegan would think, you know, it's better for the planet too. I should really do this. When it's actually, it takes less to produce a pound of beef than it does to produce a pound of rice.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. There is, you know what? We have to find a way to strip the agenda away from what is considered healthy for human beings. And until that happens, everyone's going to be confused.
You know, when you just said this, when you said Scott was searching for what works for him,
yeah.
You know, one size does not fit all.
No.
Right?
No.
So I've tried the whole 5-6 meals a day. It doesn't work for me.
Right.
So that's when I switched to doing intermittent fasting. I lost 3 pounds over the holidays.
I know.
Doing intermittent fasting.
Can you forget about it now? Can you let up on that whole 3 pounds? I gained 3 pounds.
Oh, did you? You got it from me.
I found it from you.
But my point is that you have to find what works for you. You know.
But I've talked about this years ago, when I had Dr. Lauren Cordain on my show in 2006, before paleo was cool, before anybody was paying attention to it, and I didn't agree with everything he said. And I still don't.
Well, because he doesn't believe in drinking milk,
well,
right?
Well, right. And there are people who are lactase that persistent, that obviously they... And I say, the diet for you, the secret for your diet is in your ancestors. You need to go just back 500 or 600 years, not back to caveman times. 500, 600 years ago, and look at what your ancestors ate that was naturally abundant, where your genes evolved, under the conditions your genes evolved, and that is the cornerstone of your diet. But then eliminate grains, because grains aren't good for you. Rice is okay. I believe that rice is good, because you can strip the outer portion of it off where the anti-nutrients are. But, you know, other types of grains like wheat and stuff like that, you got to stay away from. But you just need to go back and look at where did your genes evolve from? What conditions did they evolve under? And extrapolate your diet from there.
Well, and then also there's the whole other argument about grains is the whole pesticide and herbicide, you know.
But that's all vegetation. If you're eating foods that are heavily sprayed crops and you're not buying organic, don't even worry about what you're eating, because you're consuming massive amounts of chemicals designed to destroy your body. If that's the case, smoke cigarettes, drink lots of booze, shoot heroin, do it all, because you're consuming, you know, the cover up on these chemicals is coming forth. You know, you see what's happening. Glyphosate sales are down 35%.
34.
Well, I like to be optimistic when I think about Monsanto going out of business. Down 35%. I round up, you round down. And, you know, it's a good thing. That's a good thing that people are starting to get wise and say, wow, you know, maybe these chemicals aren't really good for me. So anyway, I'm sorry.
No.
Let's talk about the 7 things you should never touch in a movie theater.
This is kind of shocking to me. Well, I have heard this before, but it's, how can you go to the movie theater and not touch the seat?
You just use your butt to push it down. You just sit down there.
But what about the clothes you're wearing?
Well, you're not going to lick those later.
Well, no, but you're going to wear them home, and then the what's ever on your clothes, if you sit down in your chair at home, it's going to transfer.
And now you know why I get naked in the garage.
So the first thing on this list, it says, the seats, as detailed in the book The Secret Life of Germs by a microbiologist by the name of Philip Tierno. Mm-hmm. He found group B strep and fecal matter on all movie theater seats.
I know where the fecal matter comes from. These guys who sag their pants and their asses are showing. And they sit down with their pants down around their ankles. No, I don't know. How about this one?
Well, wait a minute. Oh. And then also, there have been infrequent bed bug infestations at movie theaters.
Well, I believe that. I mean, there's bed bugs are a problem right now, especially in places like New York.
The floor.
St. Louis University, Donna Duberg said, anything that comes in contact with the floor. And that makes perfect sense. So people put their popcorn down on the floor and then they pick it up and they eat from it and they touch the bottom of the thing where the food was, where the floor was, and then they grab the popcorn with that same hand. I mean, you know that there's garbage on the floor from
fecal
people's
matter,
shoes.
Fecal yeah. matter on the floor.
Dog fecal matter. How about?
It says, consider holding your purse or bag on your lap instead of stashing it below your feet.
How about this one? The seat armrest. Okay, now it's getting ridiculous. So what do I have to do? Keep my hands over my head when I go to the movies now? Like I'm riding a roller coaster?
It says it can be, the seat armrest can be literally teeming with germs. So what do? Do you take a wipe with you and wipe it down?
But we're learning that that's not the best thing to do anyway. Trying to live in an aseptic environment actually makes your body more susceptible to disease.
It says the armrests are rarely, if ever, sanitized.
The popcorn concession stand. Movie theaters should be following the same standards as restaurants, including storing food safely at appropriate temperatures and keeping food temperatures, preparation tools, including hot dog warmers, blah, 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 clean and sanitary. They don't.
Well, it says here to wipe down the armrest and cup holders with an antibacterial wipe before touching anything.
Yeah.
So you got to carry your wipes with you now to the movie theater.
But wait a minute, the popcorn? You're buying the popcorn. How about this?
Well, who eats popcorn?
The cups. The cups. A study led by Charles Gerber, PhD and professor of microbiology at the University of Arizona in Tucson, found that 17% of disposable coffee cup lids tested positive for fecal matter. The same goes for fountain drinks. Anytime an employee is lifting a lid for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's, look, what was the enterovirus? What was the one that the people got from Chipotle?
E. coli?
No, but the virus.
Norovirus.
Norovirus. I mean, look, that comes from people. What makes you think? These people aren't washing their hands.
Okay, this one, the 3D glasses.
Yeah, that's why I don't go to 3D movies.
Those glasses are plain old filthy. A study by the Good Housekeeping Institute tested wrapped and unwrapped wrapped and unwrapped glasses, discovering bacteria on all samples. All samples.
Even the ones that were wrapped?
Yes. One pair had traces of Staphylococcus, which can cause skin infections, and pink eye. Swipe these with antibacterial wipes before using them.
Okay. So it looks like we're not going to the movies anymore. The last thing on the list is the air that you're breathing while you're in the movie theater. And when you're in an enclosed space, cold and flu season can be a breeding ground for germs if someone near you. Well, this is true of airplanes and everything else.
A good sneeze or cough can shoot bacteria and viruses out 5 to 8 feet from the ill person.
There is an eighth one. You don't have it on your computer, but I have it on mine. It's this is for the ladies. Do not reach into your husband's popcorn if he's holding it on his lap.
Why?
Oh, you don't know that one? You know that one, don't you?
I think I've figured it out, but no.
That used to be a thing when we were kids. People would say, oh, yeah, you know, you cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn and then the girl reaches into the popcorn and she's like, oh, what's that?
Okay.
I had to explain that. Forget about it. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back and we'll wrap up the show.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Come on, Jay-Z. Roll in, man. Here he comes. Here he comes. If you feel like a pimp. No.
Okay, come on.
I can't wait any longer. Welcome back. Come on, Jay-Z. Man.
Okay.
Feeling like a pimp, nigga.
Okay, there you go.
You got it.
Aye.
I have a message from a listener. I'm not going to mention the name because I don't know if I can.
You could just say Rick.
Okay.
He'll know who he is. Rick, you know who you are.
Rick, you know who you are.
Rick, you know who you are.
He messaged us and said he's really enjoyed the shows lately, particularly the cancer episode. Brooks's excellent reading of his Christmas story, which was really good.
Isn't that
cool? Enjoyed that.
Yeah, we're going to do more of that.
That was such a good show. And then hearing how Elisa overcame her burst cyst. Appreciate your courage in discussing health challenges and would enjoy hearing more details. Imagining similar battles with medical pros help me prepare and do for the future.
Yeah, cool. Very, very cool. Carmela Cierzo wants us to acknowledge that this is glaucoma month.
Yes.
Go in and get what's known as a puff tonometer or tonometer reading and make sure that you don't have glaucoma.
Because I guess mainstream news or media doesn't mention
glaucoma. They're not even talking about it.
Have glaucoma month.
Yeah, you don't hear anything about
it. You hear about donut day.
Oh, yeah, donut day is bigger, much bigger.
But you don't hear about glaucoma month.
No.
So go get your eyes checked. It says if you are over the age of 40 and have a family history of glaucoma, you should have a complete eye exam with an eye doctor every 1 to 2 years. If you have health problems such as diabetes or family history of glaucoma or at risk for other eye diseases, you may need to visit your eye doctor more frequently.
I want to talk about the new dietary guidelines set forth by our government, who is all knowing and all understanding about nutrition. That's a joke because
yes.
They know nothing about nutrition. But let's talk about the guidelines.
The federal government announced new dietary guidelines on Thursday, which urges Americans to drastically cut back on sugar and for the first time have singled out teenage boys and men for eating too much meat, chicken, and eggs.
There's that agenda again. Now, stay with this now. Okay. Now, remember, this is their new – now, I get the sugar thing, no doubt about it. But why do men need to cut back on their protein? That remains to be seen. But go on and talk about the cholesterol comment.
The long-standing limits on dietary cholesterol were also removed.
Now think about this. Here is a government that has scared the crap out of people since the 70s, telling them that cholesterol was going to kill them. It was bad for them. You need to reduce your dietary cholesterol intake. And now they're like, oh, we were wrong about that.
Well, what I find so interesting is they make such a huge deal about how bad cholesterol is for you, how bad eggs are for you. And then now it's like,
just quietly step back.
In a quiet hush.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way,
the long-standing limits on dietary cholesterol are okay.
Yeah.
But let's just whisper that.
Yeah. And that's my point. So think about this. This is a government that gets it wrong all the time. So how should you look at these new dietary guidelines? If someone gives you advice and they're wrong 10 times in a row and the 11th time they come forth and they say, okay, here's my new advice, you should ignore them. So I'm saying men and boys need to ignore the lower your protein consumption with the caveat that your protein should be coming from natural sources. It shouldn't be lunch meat and hot dogs and sausages and microwave food. It should be healthy cuts of beef and pork from animals that live a natural life, that are grazing, that are free range, eggs, not from diets or vegan diets, because chickens are not vegans. They eat worms, they eat dead bugs, they eat everything. So ignore this, just like we should have ignored the whole cholesterol thing.
Yes.
That's it. I mean, how do you take this government seriously with their dietary guidelines? Now they're on this new vegan agenda. And 30 years from now, after all the damage that the vegan diet does to people, they're going to go, the restrictions on animal protein that we talked about for the past 30 years, just forget those. Go ahead and back and eat it again. It's like, don't even listen to these jackasses anymore. Gee whiz.
It says here that the guidelines for the first time advise Americans to focus on less on individual nutrients and to think more broadly about overall patterns of healthy eating, like, you're going to like this one, like consuming a vegetarian or Mediterranean-style diet.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm with the Mediterranean. And you know what?
And they're recommending no less than 10% of your calories come from sugar, which...
No less or no more?
No, I'm sorry. No more than 10% of your diet, yeah, of your calories come from sugar.
Yeah. And that, and the truth of the matter is those should be naturally occurring sugars, not sugar added.
Marion Nessel, who is a friend of the show, said that she applauded the guidelines for saying that the emphasis should be on food patterns and not on individual nutrients.
Yeah.
But she said the guidelines did not follow through on that recommendation.
Yeah. What else? Well, oh, do you want to mention real quick that Apple has finally come out with a...
Well, what I found interesting about this is Apple has come out with a new night shift
That brings the blue out.
That brings the blue out so you don't have to wear your blue blockers at night.
Right.
And it's the same as Flux.
Yeah, Flux has had it forever, but Apple...
Flux is not, does not work on your Apple phone.
Well, it doesn't because Apple wouldn't let it work on the Apple phone.
So now I guess Flux has a patent pending, and I don't know if they're going to go after Apple, but Apple does have a new night shift app that you can put on your phone.
Yes, but don't throw your blue blockers away just yet until your television set does the same thing. Do we have anything else we want to talk about?
I think that's about it.
It's been a great week. We have another great week in store for you next week. We're actually going to be talking about a comparison of animal-based proteins versus vegetable-based proteins and their effects on glycemic control. It's going to be a really good one.
On Monday, we have... the PCOS and the paleo diet.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
Show,
yeah, very, very good.
The paleo diet evidently helps with PCOS.
Yes, because
Ovarian syndrome, for those of you that don't know what PCOS is.
And quite frankly, PCOS is tightly linked to insulin resistance. And we're going to find out more about that come Monday, I predict.
And then by next Friday, I should have my blood work results.
Yeah, we'll come on the air and talk all about it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. All right, so listen, have a great weekend. If you go to the movies, stand outside. Don't go in. And we'll see everybody Monday.
Bye.
From the makers of GLC 2.